tell me about Streamline Parkour.
All right. Well, Streamline Parkour is something that I've been working on for a year and a half now. I trained in parkour for 8 years, and it was always a dream to own my own gym, but always seemed out of reach. Just you know, the dream that you have that you never think will come true. But then I'm here at school studying business management, and I start using this idea of opening a parkour gym as a homework project because, you know, we're coming up with business ideas. We got to use that idea to create a pro forma and a forecast, things like that. And all of a sudden, I just keep crunching numbers, and I can't stop thinking about it. Just keep going and going and going. And called the gym owner from back in Portland, which is where I'm from and where I trained, and asked him for some help just to get some of these numbers down. And he said, "You've got everything prepared and ready to go. Why don't you make this happen?" And I said, "Well, let's do it." So that's kind of where it started from. Chose Streamline as our name because parkour is often mistaken for something called free running, which is all about the flips and the expression, making it look cool, while parkour itself is actually all about the movement and the efficiency and the speed. And so I thought Streamline was a very appropriate name for it because we're all about getting through it quickly, efficiently, as little resistance as possible.
So some people might have no idea what you're talking about when you say parkour.
Right.
Can you explain kind of what that is?
Absolutely. So parkour, it's the training or the discipline of movement. So it's when you come in, if you were to come into my gym, you'd see a whole bunch of obstacles, and some of them wouldn't even make sense, just a bunch of blocks and things all in the way. And if you come in for a lesson with me, what I teach you to do is to make it through all these obstacles as quickly, as speedy as possible. So it's going to be a combination of jumping and timing your feet with your hands in order to pass over an object, you know, not going too high over it because you're using more energy than you need to, but not going too low because you're going to bash your knees into it. And so it's a combination of running, jumping, balance, climbing, and just a million other techniques that involve precision and efficiency.
So for you, what would you say the biggest benefits of practicing parkour are?
Oh, there's so many. There's just an incredible health benefit of the cardio that goes into it because it's like running, but so much more fun. Then for myself, see, when I started parkour, I was actually 10 years old. I was slightly overweight, homeschool kid with trouble focusing on anything. And I picked up parkour and learned to focus on something. And so as I've trained, it's taught me balance. It's taught me that focus, taught me control and precision, and changed my entire outlook on everything. And not only did I become extremely fit after doing it, but my school studies got better after doing it. I entered community college when I was 16, which I honestly do credit parkour a lot because of that. But for myself, the main benefit would probably be the balance and the control that comes from it.
So you said you started when you were like 10.
Mm-hmm.
How exactly did you get into it?
So when I was about 10 years old, one of the first parkour videos was released on YouTube. Just some kid running through a bunch of old buildings, jumping, climbing, flipping, doing awesome stuff. And me as a 10-year-old kid, I didn't even know what it was called at the time. But I go off to the playground and I start trying to do this stuff. About 6 months later, it starts to blow up a little bit more and people start calling it parkour. And so I catch on to the name, I do some research, find out where it came from. And for the longest time, I was just training at playgrounds, anything I could use. And so I'm standing on bars, I'm practicing my balance, I'm jumping from bar to bar, I'm swinging. Over the next few years, pick up a few flips. But like I said, that's not a huge emphasis in parkour. Really just got really good at the movement and the control that goes along with the movement.
So with streamlined parkour, tell me how the gym works, so people can come and they can just kind of run around as they please, or are there classes, things like that?
Yeah, so that's actually something we've been running into, kind of a problem. It's built around classes, and though it is an extremely fun place, a lot of people, when they hear about a parkour gym, they think of it more as a fun zone, kind of like iJump or Gravity Factory. But it's really more of a sport. That's really what we're focusing on, is building a community of people who have something that they want to improve in. They come to the gym, they see where they're at, they see what they want to accomplish. There's a million things you can look at in the gym and say, well, I can't do that now, but I want to do that in the future. And so we come in for a class. I spend an hour just straight on coaching them, teaching them new techniques, and we'll master that technique. Then they'll come in another day in the week for an hour where they just do it on their own. We call that open gym time. And they practice everything they learn in class, and just repetition, maybe branch out into a few new things they want to try on their own. And then come in again next day, a few days later, whenever works for them, and we'll do another class, learn a new technique. They master that, they come another time, practice on their own, and rinse and repeat.
So for you, I don't know much about parkour. Is there any kind of certification or anything like that, or is it just your experience that makes you able to train others?
It's mostly my experience. See, parkour was made by a man named David Bell over in France, and he patented that just so that no one would patent it, and really just released it to the public because he thought it's something that's out for everyone. Now, there are multiple organizations that have been doing it for years, and they'll offer certifications, and I'm actually part of one of those organizations. The gym that I trained back in Oregon, they've been there for about 10 years now, and so they've come up with a whole system to certify and train instructors, and so I'm a part of that. But for the most part, when it all comes down to it, it's just the person's experience that qualifies them.
Cool. So what are your biggest hopes for Streamline Parkour?
Oh, my main hope is really to empower the youth in this area in East Idaho in the same way it empowered me. It changed my entire life. I want them to realize that there's nothing they can't overcome. That's, in the end, that's the goal of parkour, is to look around you and where you would normally see obstacles and things stopping you, to see possibilities and ways over and around it. And it bleeds into the rest of your life as well. It goes into your schoolwork or your job, your dreams, your goals. I don't think I could have opened my own business at age 22 had I not had that mentality that came from training in parkour, and that becoming comfortable with overcoming any obstacle in my way.
So with Streamline Parkour, you said that it's been about a year or so, you've been kind of working at it. How long has it been actually opened and running?
So we opened on April 28th, so not even 2 months yet. And it's been a dream come true the whole way.
How have people been reacting to it? Have you seen quite a few people come to try it?
It's been a bittersweet experience, to be honest. We had a fantastic grand opening. So many people, and they all loved it. But we've been waiting for people to start coming back a little more. And we opened just before school ended. So a lot of people were just waiting for school to get out. And now summer's here and people have plans and things to do. So we've been running into the struggle of just getting people into the door. They've been, you know, people have plans and they've got things to do. But for the most part, people love it. We've never had anyone come into the gym who hasn't just had a blast. So if people come in and give it one shot, they're hooked.
That's great. So tell me kind of the details. Where is it located? Where can people find more information? Things like
Absolutely.
That.
So we're located in Idaho Falls, off of Hit Road on 14th, which, if you know where iJump is or the Edge Climbing Gym, we're actually right in between those two. Our hours are 4 to 9, Monday through Friday, 10 to 10 on Saturday. And our schedule is spaced out, so there's class times and open gym times. You just want to look up the schedule to find out which one works for you, and you just pop in and be happy to teach you a class or just run free in the gym.
So do you guys have a website or a Facebook page, things like that?
We do. Our website is streamlineparkour.com. Facebook would be at streamlineparkour. You can also find us on Twitter, same name.
Perfect. Well, that's everything that I had. Is there anything else that you want to add about parkour or the gym?
It's awesome.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.